Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello, and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How is everyone doing? How has this week been for you guys so far? I have a wonderful guest today, author Michelle Welch, and she's going to join us in just a few minutes. So I give you guys my updates like I do every week. I know you've been hearing me talking about what's been going on with me. So all my tests came back normal, which I guess is good. But that also means that I need to do more testing to find out what's been going on. And for those of you listening the first time, like, I started having these like weird symptoms March 1st. So it's actually been 31 days today. And my doctor does want me to wait another few weeks to take the COVID antibodies again to make sure, just to double check, because they did say that sometimes it takes a while for the antibodies to build. Being my symptoms have been so weird and random and all. So, but I am feeling better each day, so that is really good. The brain fog has been really interesting. I don't know, maybe I'm feeling people's symptoms on COVID now. Who knows? But my guests today are going to talk more about what being an empath is like, so it's probably really good that she's on my show today. So each week, as you know, I share my Magic Monday message, and this week is the postcard on health, and the affirmation is manifesting health, which is perfect right now, since this past month, as you've just heard me say, something's been off. Something is going on. I don't know what it is, but it's something. And I talk a lot about manifesting health in my book, Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in fact, I have a whole section on health and some really great exercises that we can do to manifest health and wellness. And you know, we get super busy and we forget to do stuff, and I sometimes forget to keep up with doing my rituals. And I share in the book a really powerful shower ritual I do about sending love to your body and sending in appreciation to your body and your organs and how your body works. So I kind of dropped that a little bit, and now I've been incorporating that back into my routine again, and I notice it's helping a lot with me feeling better. And you know, what we do a lot is we criticize our bodies and ourselves, especially when we are down. We humans seem to have a habit of kicking ourselves when we're down. We beat ourselves up instead of finding compassion and love and bringing ourselves up. We keep ourselves down. I mean, can you imagine your loved one is feeling, you know, down, is having a hard time, or is feeling unwell, and you're criticizing and bullying them? No, you would never do that. But I bet money you do that to yourself sometimes. So I'm rooting around back in my toolbox, and I'm pulling out tools that I know work for me and that are salves for healing, and I'm doing that. And that shower ritual exercise is so amazing and powerful, and I detail it in the book. And you can see my Magic Monday messages that I do each week on my website, postcardstotheuniverse.com, or any of my social media platforms. And also, if you are looking for an inspirational group to join, you can come on to my Facebook group, Postcards of Love, where I share inspirational stories and art and photographs and heartfelt messages and anything that makes us feel good. So if you're looking to absorb yourself in that, that's a great place to go, especially if you're on Facebook. And of course, check out my book, Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams, which you can find online at any of your online book retailers. And I've just recently decided, and I mentioned this last week, I don't know why it's taken me so long, to add my podcast from this show, which is this show, to YouTube. So if you guys go over there and you look for Postcards to the Universe and subscribe, I would be so grateful. I don't know why I was waiting so long. I'm thinking it has to be video, but it really doesn't have to be video. So it's kind of really cool. And another thing I do want to mention is I was reading something about talking about health, about how great manuka honey is and cilantro is to take every day for your body. So I started adding that, especially on digestive issues, which is really interesting. And I do notice a difference, although I'm not crazy about the flavor of cilantro. And very quickly, before I bring on Michelle, which I'm so excited to talk with, next week I have a guest who's been a huge influence on me and my own spiritual journey. And many of you know who he is and have read his massively successful book, The Four Agreements. I am rereading it again right now. Don Miguel Ruiz will be here with me, so please come by and listen to next week's show. I am so excited and honored to have him. If you guys think of anything you want me specifically to ask him, you can email me and you can find my email link on my website, Postcards to the Universe. At the bottom of each page, there's a little email icon. You just email me. All right, so to get to my guest today, Michelle Welch, author of The Magic of Connection, Stop Cutting Cords and Learn to Transform Negative Energy to Live an Empowered Life. After graduating from Texas A&M in 3 years, Michelle earned a Juris Doctorate from Baylor Law School. She served as a briefing clerk for the Tyler Court of Appeals for becoming an assistant district attorney in Dallas County, and then opened her own private practice. She is still a member of the Texas State Bar, Dallas Bar Association, and other legal organizations. As Michelle became more comfortable going public with her intuitive and psychic abilities, she started to share them with her colleagues, which led to her helping with court cases and jury selection. Today, Michelle is the co-founder of Soultopia Academy, the owner of 2 Soultopia holistic boutiques in the Dallas area, and co-host of Soul What podcast, which I've been listening to all day, actually. It's really great today. As a psychic medium, medical intuitive, and energy worker, Michelle specializes in helping people gain clarity, discover their soul's purpose, overcome trauma, and claim self-empowerment. She is an ordained minister, Reiki master, teacher, and crystal healer, master teacher. Her own life transformation from successful attorney to passionately assisting others on their life path has given her unique perspective and insight in helping empower others to honor their gifts in a variety of situations. Her first book, The Magic of Connection, Stop Cutting Cords and Transform Negative Energy to Live an Empowered Life, is what we're going to be focusing on today. And you can reach Michelle at her website, michellewelch.com. It's michellewelch.com. Welcome, Michelle. Thanks so much for being here with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm here.
I'm so excited. So I've been reading your book, and then today I was listening to the podcast as I was preparing for the show. So it was perfect. I was like, ooh, that's really interesting. So your podcast is really, really great. I really enjoy it. And actually, I was seeing that you guys are on video and audio on YouTube. So that's where I was listening to your podcast today. It was great.
Yes, we are. And, you know, we're finding our way on it. It's because we have 2, about to be 3 stores. We just signed the lease for 3rd store.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yes, it will be our North store. It's in Frisco, Texas. And it's so funny because we lived in Frisco and we moved down to a suburb in Dallas, like the Addison Carrollton area. And now we're opening a store in Frisco. I'm like, oh, go figure. But, you know, so it's kind of interesting. But we're in the middle of all 3 stores where we live. So it's great. But we're really excited on the podcast just because it is audiovisual and we're finding our way. It's interesting because we have a little of a variety of all, we have authors and, you know, like Matthew McConaughey was on our show. And it's interesting how people are starting to, everything seems to be tying together because people are searching and there seems to be a strand of intuitive, this searching that every show I can tie something in to what I've been writing about and what's been going on and what I'm seeing in my stores. So that's been really interesting.
Yeah, I bet. I love the fact that you guys have brick and mortar stores. I miss brick and mortar stores. There was a place I used to go to that unfortunately, but this was even before COVID, that closed that I loved. And we used to have meetings and in circles and so much fun stuff. And it was a crystal shop. And it's really hard for brick and mortar stores to stay open. And the fact that you have three going, that's really great. So obviously you guys are doing really well. And it's funny because in one of your questions, I love when I have somebody on who's like really got their stuff together because they send me all the questions and stuff that I could ask. And I love that because I'm like, oh, I never would have thought of that. Like I never would have thought of how has this been and doing this psychic and intuitive work growing up in Texas in the Bible Belt. Like that would never have even occurred to me to ask.
You know, I think it doesn't occur to people. It depends on where people are from. Mm-hmm. And you know, because some people are like, oh, you know, yeah, it wouldn't occur to them. But if you've grown up here or certain mm-hmm. parts of Texas, and because it is right, I guess, in the Bible Belt, and I don't really know mm-hmm. what all states are, but especially in Dallas, there is a church, and not that I'm against churches at all. Mm-hmm. Everyone's for every faith, every demographic. That's a big thing. But there at every corner, and maybe two on every corner, there is a church. And so they're very, you know, it's not real open to, or mm-hmm. it wasn't, to a lot of, let's say, I don't know what we even want to call this, you know, spirituality. It was mm-hmm. very much in a box religion. Mm-hmm. You know, it was mostly right. Baptist, Catholic or Methodist and so it was tough because I was raised very much but for me it was a spiritual experience. I did actually have a spiritual experience growing up, but it was also religious. And mm-hmm. so that's like it has to be one or the other. You know, I'm having a spiritual experience, not a religious experience. Well, I had both. Mm-hmm. I did spirituality in my religion, but as much as I love my parents, they don't embrace what I do exactly mm-hmm. now. And so that is hard for me. But it was interesting when I did kind of come out and tell my lawyer friends, my judge friends, it was interesting the responses I would get. They would just finally look at me and go, oh, well, that explains it. You know, they would just laugh at me.
Right. Oh, that's where she gets that from. I get it.
Totally. Yeah. It's a little ADHD plus a little bit Michelle looking over at what's in the corner in the courtroom that nobody else can see. And so yeah. It's a combination of those things going on, but they would really say, now we get you. But it was tough because I tell one little tiny story, and it's a good relationship now between me and my ex-husband, but we're both lawyers going through a divorce, and he kind of got a hold of my Kindle at the time, and it had, I like to say, probably your book on every book of anybody's podcast that I've been on was probably on my Kindle, right? And, mm-hmm. and it was at the time, and he took it to the church school where my kids were going, and he said, look, because I was teaching coaching mock trial there, not getting coaching. And he said, look, there's crystals on here. You know how bad this is.
Oh, God, oh, right.
You know, there's crystals and there's tarot and stuff. And I ended up, you know, resigning because they were going to do an investigation into this horrible crystal woman, you know. And so
It's crazy. Know, things haven't changed that much. Isn't that crazy? I mean, they have, and then in some ways they really haven't, right? Like, oh, she's a witch. You know what I mean? Like she's, you know, and especially women, you know, as a woman, we always get it worse than what men get.
And listen, Summer just recently told me that one of her teachers asked her that in front of her whole class. They asked
oh
her.
Oh, my
her
God.
If her mother was a witch.
Oh, she said, funny.
Maybe. know,
right. Exactly.
She's in law school at Baylor now. And she said, maybe. So
I love that. Well, it's good. We need pockets of people doing that in certain areas, because I notice, and I'm sure you notice too, is it's like this kind of stuff is like anything else. Like, happiness is contagious. When you start talking about these things and people start listening to you, and they'll start going, you know, I've had some interesting experiences, and they become open to the possibility that there's something else going on besides of what we've been taught, especially when it comes, like you said, like keeping us in that box, that religious box, you know, that it has to be this and it has to be this. So it's, and I am noticing it too, like you said earlier, and when you first came on, is that there's some stuff going on, which is really kind of cool, you know, and especially, I mean, we're going to really delve into your book because we're going to be taking a break in just a couple minutes, but you're the first person that I've ever heard talking about cords and transmuting them and instead of cutting them, and why you think cord cutting doesn't work, because cords always reattach themselves. And I'm going to let you like get into detail about what you mean by energetic cords, because some people are like, they're probably going to be like, what are they talking about? You know, right? What does that even mean? Right? What I mean? Like, when you don't talk to somebody, you think it's done, but you're saying, no, it's not done.
That's correct. Do you want me to do it now or when we come back? Do you want me to
We're going to really, really get into it when we come back. But I have pretty much finished your book. Like, I'm at the end of it now. And I love all the stuff that you add to it. So let's take our break and we'll be back in 2 minutes and we'll get really into it. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives. Welcome back. So I have a lawyer, author, medical intuitive, and psychic medium, Michelle Welch, on, and we're talking about her book, The Magic of Connection, Stop Cutting Cords and Transform Negative Energy to Live an Empowered Life. So yeah, Michelle, that's what you're the first person I've ever heard say that, because I have had cord cutting done before, and I did notice a difference, but then I noticed that the cords came back.
Right. And so lawyers, I start with disclaimers a lot, and I've been told, you know, don't get over it, you disclaim everything, but I do, because I do like to make sure that if something is working for someone, I don't ever want to tell them, you know, you have to do it my way. So if something is working for someone, then you know what, keep doing that. But it's been from doing energy work and from owning the stores and doing this for so long now, that I started noticing a theme. And the theme was this. People would come in, and I also noticed it from, let's think of a cord of, and I didn't do divorces. That's not the type of law I did, but just I was around it a lot, around a lot of judges who would, and I'd be a guardian ad litem or attorney ad litem or something like that for those judges. And I noticed that's sort of a cord cutting of sorts, right? And so through those, so this is what makes me credible in a way, gives me some credibility to talk about this, was through my energy work, my store, and through practicing law for so long and doing criminal law for years on both sides, cord cutting. And I saw this pattern of it never working. I would have girls, let's say, who would be in these short relationships or even maybe, you know, a month of relationship, relationship and they'd want a cord cut because they'd have maybe a sexual, you know, a relationship, feel like they could sever. And because, you know, they just are such, it was their sacral chakra and they just felt like, I cannot. And they'd think it was their heart chakra. It's really the sacral chakra of connection. And they couldn't get rid of it. And they'd say, I've had cord cutting. And that's just this, you know, ceremony of either visualization with scissors or like the black obsidian of cutting these cords that run, etheric cords that run between us. And just assuming your listeners know what that is, but if not, that's what it is, that we all have it. I believe everything and everyone is connected in some way. So, and we can be to a memory, to a place. We could be even connected to a tree, right? Everything is energy. So everything. And so I started thinking, it's not working. And so it's not to attack those people who do that type of energy work, but I was having people come saying, I've had that done like 5 times and it's not working. And so I kind of really just, I like to question things. That's just my nature. And to just say, okay, I'm not going to take anything. I was raised one way with a lot of conditioned beliefs, and I'm not going to replace those conditioned beliefs with more conditioned beliefs. I'm going to question. And so I begin to think, if I take this step by step by step, that everything is energy, we're all one, we're all connected, can I really sever the connection? If we're all one, yes, individuals, but we are collective. And so why not, instead of cutting, you know, hiding, you know, cutting off from everybody. And I'm not talking about boundaries. I'm talking about cutting, severing. Why not heal? And why not begin to heal? And at least heal ourselves. And at least to, you know, perform healing as opposed to more cutting. That's what I propose in my book. And I just started with, and I've even come to, since I wrote the book, I write a lot about sending healing through the cord. I've even, if all you can do is just heal your part, if we could just all heal our part and work on love of ourselves, and everybody could just do that, and everyone was working on their part, that would make a huge difference just right there, right?
Instead of cutting.
And so, yeah, I did. And then my wonderful editors just put it right there in the subtitle for me and just had me own it. So they just, they wrote the subtitle and it was right there, Stop Cutting Cords. And I was like, oh no, it's right there.
Well, I've noticed that, you know, just to reiterate what you're saying, in small things, the cutting seemed to be okay. It's always the bigger, more traumatic situations, relationships, experiences that the cords always seem, at least this is just for me, now I'm just speaking for myself, seem to come back to me. And so looking at it from what you wrote in the book, which I really, really liked, and what she does, which is really cool, is you have, superheroes, and we have sidekicks, so we can call on spiritual mentors to us, archangels, you know, it could be anybody who you know, but you give us a nice list, and I love that you have animal spirits, because I'm such big on the animal spirits, and I'm like, oh, I love, and crystals, and using candles and incense, and that's all the stuff that I use all the time anyway. So it's really, for me specifically, made me look at some of these heavier, thicker, like I think of them as like steel cords or ropes, like that rope that you tie like boats up with, that's so super hard. You know, this is a nice way to look at that in a different perspective and work on healing and transforming that. So there's no charge to it anymore. Because, you know, we still have charges to stuff, especially stuff that hurt us.
Exactly. And we think, you know, it's gone until we, you know, we go, let's go with that divorce example. We go drop off the children again. We think we're okay until we have to see them again. And we drop off the children, you know, that exchange of, okay, you know, we've got to... children for the summer, and then there it goes, that dormant cord just fires right back. somebody says something, there's a trigger, right? Mm-hmm. And it's triggers. But what is it? It's really a cord firing back up is what it is. And it's a cord of connection that is just firing right back up. And here we go again. And we got to cut cords again.
Right.
It's really worth healing that. Right.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's not that the cord is severed. It's just if you're not thinking about it, it may be laying dormant. And then something comes up and it flares it back up. It glows. The cord will start to glow again. And you're like, oh, I still have that. And I like that you talk about it in situations of, experiences and places and stuff, because there's certain places where you may have had an experience and the place may be beautiful. And if you can take yourself and your story out of it and you can't associate with that place anymore because something terrible happened there. Right? So you have a cord to it.
Right. Exactly. We'll go with that same example. Where I'm opening my mouth now is on this corner from where, I'm not trying to make this all about my previous life, but sticking with that same example, it is on the corner of where I used to live. Okay. It's the neighborhood right at the end of where I lived for 23 years in my previous marriage, okay, with the Lord. And he's okay with me. He's in the book. Are you sure he's okay? And I was like, yeah, he's fine. In like 5 seconds, because I'm talking bad about myself, not about him. I'm talking about how I needed to heal, you know, my anger.
Right.
And so, but that's where we're opening the third store. And I thought up there, I thought, oh boy, you know, I'm going to have some real healing. But, you know, I'd really worked on that. Nothing really fired up, nothing. But, you know, if it does, we'll have to just do it for healing, because that's a location that has a lot of memories and a lot of tied up. Not only that, that's where I raised my children, and I'm empty nester now with those children, you know. And so there's a lot of memories that kind of bring that kind of happy, sad nostalgia. That you're not going to want to cut cords from your kids, but at the same time, move on.
Right.
You know, you want to fly from the nest, but it's sad, you know? And so you want to heal that and feel good about it. So it was a great example for me there of how am I going to handle being in this location at a different stage in my life?
And you really explain it, and she has, which is really great, is you walk the reader, you walk us through exercises and how to do them and how to do a visualization. And, you know, for some of us, it's not so easy to visualize. So having somebody kind of like say, okay, start here, take some breaths, imagine this, do this. It's really helpful in trying to do that, because a lot of people may not know, well, how would you even transmute and transform a cord that you're attached to something that that has negative energy, and you want to, are you transforming it to positive energy, or are you just taking it down to like neutral zone? Like, what are you exactly doing?
Depends on what you want to do. I think, and I play around with what's positive and what's negative too, because I believe, you know, there's no distinction without comparison. And so all of relativity, because if we, that really goes through our experiential filters. And so that's, you know, that's my laws of the universe. That first chapter, I'm really going to start with the laws of the universe, but I tried to make them for myself really, really simple. I mean, really, I'm saying for myself, because I used to get so lost in those and like, what the heck are people talking about on these?
And right.
Tried to get them down to like a couple of sentences and try to really understand. And then I kind of played around with, you know, why aren't we always talking about positive and negative, and who's to judge what is that? Because to one person, something may be negative, and to another person, it may be positive. And it goes through our experiential filter. So really, it's frequency. You know what?
Energy.
Yeah. And I may have one purpose in life, and somebody else may have another purpose. And so those purposes, you know, might not be in alignment with each other, and we might judge, somebody may judge what one person is doing and not another. So that's your question. You know, are we bringing it to neutral? I would like to, for myself, let's say I feel like some you know, I feel, and I believe in managing my own energy, but let's say I feel, okay, I've scanned my energy and I feel like my energy's pretty good, but I feel like somebody's kind of throwing a little bit of shade at me. Okay. Like they're being kind of a little, like they're being a little mean to me, right? That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Up real here. And that's how I feel. Like, gosh, you know, they're kind of being mean to me. And I really feel like this isn't mine. This is theirs. And I feel like then I can take that and say, now, we'll stop. Because even if I put up my protection, my bubbles and things like that, like a level two that I took, I still am going to absorb a little bit. I believe we still always absorb a little. And so I'm gonna say, whoa. Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. I'm going to manage this. And I believe we can visualize, if we practice time in the book, and turn that energy, because everything's energy, and we can change the form. All it does is change forms. It never goes away. That's the law of the that's thermal dynamics.
We can just
change into positivity if we want to. We can change it into, look, I heard you saying, you know, you're feeling off, brain fog. I have too. And we can turn it into some vitality for ourselves instead of feeling, we could turn that into some vitality. Now that's some advanced alchemy, which is, that's magic. It's advanced, but to turn it into something, what I call positive for myself. And then I could put that into my solar plexus if I wanted to. So my answer would be, I'd rather have it be what I consider positive than maybe neutral. You know?
That makes sense. I mean, I would rather turn them into positive, but some things are just so horrible that I don't know. I don't know, you know, that many people that are advanced enough, although you do cite some stories in your book where you're talking about horrific things happen and people can transmute that situation, which I am like beyond, you know. I mean, you're talking about people, you know, who are victims of violent crimes and doing that, which is amazing to me. But yeah, I would like to turn most of them into positive, and sometimes that's just not possible, but I just want to just clarify. Sure. So when we're talking about laws, there's laws of the universe. You guys who listen to my show know I always talk about the law of attraction. Wherever we're vibrating at, we attract what we are. So if we're at a high vibration, we attract those wonderful good things that we want into our life. And you talk about the law of correspondence in your book. And so I know you have some other laws that are relevant to our lives. So you maybe want to touch on those?
Sure. So some principles would be like everything is energy. And that's okay. And then like the law of conservation of energy, what I've just talked about, that, you know, there's the collective. It's the law of divine oneness, that we're all one. There's the law of vibration, just talking about, that everything's always moving, but we can't necessarily see it. Everything's always kind of at this vibration, and things are at different vibrations. The law of correspondence is as above, so below, but it's also it's like writing. If you think about it, I'm going to correspond with how we talk to one another or how we talk to ourselves. That's where the words that you use have power, where that comes from. And that law of attraction, I love to say, that's not until like the middle of the laws. Okay, so when we jump straight to the law of attraction, we've kind of forgotten some of the other ones. So when people get discouraged and the law of attraction doesn't work, maybe they need to remember there's a bunch more of law of attraction.
Yeah.
Within the law of attraction is the law of inspired action. So right within that word, attraction, the law is action. So there, you know, you need to put some inspired action behind the attraction. And that law of perpetual transmutation of energy, in other words, it's the energy is always, you know, doing something. It's always changing. And that's the hope. That's the transmutation. The law of cause and effect, most of us know that, you know, what we reap.
Right.
And then
the
law
of
compensation. The law of compensation is very much like the law of attraction. And it sounds like it's about money. The law of attraction usually is more where the money kind of would fall under. The law of is kind of like feelings. And so it's kind of more like if we kind of like our feelings, our thoughts, our ideas. So if you feel resented, there is, and I struggle with this one. So if I feel resented, maybe I need to look at the fact of whether I'm resenting someone else. Do I feel appreciated? Mm-hmm. And I struggle with it. I'm not going to lie. And then there's that law of relativity that we've talked about.
Well, right here, we're going to, let's stop right here because I want to dive a little bit more into this. I want to talk about transmuting and transforming energy. So let's take our break here and then we'll go back into that because I struggle with the same one you do. So stay tuned, everyone. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back. So this is so perfect. So I want to talk a little bit, you were talking about when you said something about resentment, and that sort of hit for me because I do have a struggle with that sometimes too. And I have to ask myself, okay, if I'm resenting something or if I'm somebody's being, I feel is, you know, resenting me for some reason, where am I being resentful in my own life? And that's not easy to do, but it gets easier the more work you start to do on yourself, I think. You know, you're like more ready to acknowledge it. Like, hey, I have that, you know, right?
Right. And it goes to that law. The law of attraction mm-hmm. and the law of compensation go together, and that the compensation is about feelings. And so if we do attract, you know, like attracts, you know, mm-hmm. if we believe in the law, then we're going to believe it about feelings too. And you... And the more, and it's not to shame us, it's Mm-mm. just to get a look at ourselves and
right.
just to go deeper, just to grow. And so some people, when we just say it, you know, like in a little meme or something,
mm-hmm.
a lot
mm-hmm.
that's not true. You know, if it's a little short meme, they'll go, well, no, that's shaming people or that's not true or, you know, so, but really what it is just to say, no, it may not come from the same, it's just like karma. It may not mm-hmm. come from that same person. Just because I resent Susie Q doesn't mean mm-hmm. that the resentment's going to come back from Susie Q. It may come from a different source, is what I
right.
believe anyway. You know,
right.
just because that karma doesn't come back to you exactly, just because I'm really nice to Susie Q doesn't mean Susie Q is going to really, my karma
right.
be from her. So it's all of us have things we need to work on. That's all it's
right.
saying.
Right. And that's why you're saying we're all connected because like you said,
yeah.
right. because just because you're nice to Susie Q doesn't mean Susie Q can be really nasty to you. But, you know, somebody else may be super nice to you because of what you put out there to this person, you know, and that's just kind of how it works. And I know you talk about there's a different about transforming energies and transmuting them. And just for clarity purposes, what is the difference? And is it an alchemical process?
Yes. And so the alchemical process, I would say, is the transmutation. And it's
mm-hmm.
a slight difference because mm-hmm. the... And, you know, you talk about magic a lot on your show
mm-hmm.
and you talk magic of life and the magic is alchemy is
mm-hmm.
transmutation, water into wine
mm-hmm.
as opposed to red dye into water. It's not transforming something. You're maybe temporarily dressing it up
mm-hmm.
and transmuting it. We are really changing it for good. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we are, it's alchemy. It's a magical transformation called transmutation. Okay.
Okay. Love that. I love it. Yeah. I love the word. Everybody knows I always talk about magic. I love the word magic. Magical is
yeah.
like my favorite word. So anything that has to do with alchemy and transmutation and transforming and yeah, I love all that stuff. It's totally up my alley. and I like that you kind of really describe it in your book. You get clear on how that works in your book, which
yeah.
is great. Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
I know you call yourself an empath, and I've never heard this word before, but you also call your a clairblend. So what's a clairblend?
I kind of made that up, I guess, and now I hear.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I didn't make it up, but I think it came to me because everybody always wants to know what you are. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
It's sure. Like, yes. Yes.
What I put for this. And I'm like, I don't know. And so
right.
There's clairvoyance, there's clairaudience, there's all these clairs, you know, clear seeing, clear hearing, mm-hmm. clear knowing. And I didn't really know it, things just, sometimes I hear, sometimes I see, mm-hmm. sometimes I, and so it's a clear blend. And so mm-hmm. I just call it blend. It comes to me in different ways at different times. It has been, you know, that typical thing since I was a little girl, you know, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
And so, I just called it a clear blend. And do I think in my classes, do I have people try to distinguish which way it's mm-hmm. coming to them? I do think it's important as we grow in our intuition or psychic knowingness, whatever we want to call it. I'm reclaiming that word psychic because it's, mm-hmm. it's actually a word. It's not mm-hmm. that neon sign, that word, but
right.
I think it's good to know, you know, how are we receiving that information, because it helps us grow and exercise those other muscles. But I do use a blend of those, and I believe in trying to grow the other ones that maybe I'm not as proficient yeah. or efficient. So that's what I mean by clear blend.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I always use the word, and I always say I get intuitive hits. Like I'll get a hit and they show up in different ways. Sometimes it'll be in my stomach. Sometimes it'll be, I'll get like goosebumps, you know, I'll get like something. And that's when I know, like, you know, oh, okay. Yeah. This, I need to pay attention here because something's been telling me. And I know, like, you describe yourself as an empath, and I feel like I have definitely some empathic tendencies. And it's so funny because I'm saying, like, with this stomach thing, I'm like, what is it? Because it's all about digestion. And I'm like, what is it that I'm not being able to digest, you know? And I don't know. I mean, the last 4 years before this year has been really tough, and I had a really hard time digesting that. And I'm like, but maybe now it's manifesting in my physical reality. I don't know. You know, I have no idea, you know, but these are questions I do ask. And it leads me to you being an energy worker, and we are sponges, and I think I am a sponge, and I absorb other people's energies, and this can cause problems, as I'm seeing right now. And how can we protect ourselves from taking this stuff on? Like, how do we do that?
Right. So for, you know, so many of us aren't even aware. So I call that the, you know, untrained empath, and that's just the untrained aware person
right.
that we all absorb energy. And so, and that's not a negative thing. Some people call it immature empath, and I don't think any empath is immature. I think we're all really good at it. We're all mm-hmm. really good at absorbing energy when we don't necessarily want to. And it's almost like, what can't you stomach, right? You just mm-hmm. can't stomach it. You're mm-hmm. not stomaching that. And so, the untrained just doesn't know how to any tools. And then we can start doing bubbles of protection, putting mm-hmm. almost like Glinda the Good Witch in mm-hmm. the show Wicked. You know, we can put that bubble around us and visualize that. We can use other things that I have in my book, like you can even, and many spiritual practices do this all spiritual practices across the board, from Muslim to, you know, just Catholicism, you know, mm-hmm. like a hedge of protection around you. And but some of those can get problematic, because if you put a wall up, eventually you're isolated behind that wall with yourself. And so I do talk about problems with those. And then we can advance into, like, crystals. Like you mentioned earlier, crystals are wonderful to wear. A sage, we can use some of our guides. We can use animal guides. We can use gods and goddesses. We can use you know, if you work with saints, if you like mm-hmm. archangels, just all kinds of colors are great to mm-hmm. visualize. People have trouble visualizing, but if I say, think of your car, especially guys, you know, I don't want to say that. Anybody, girls like
right.
cars.
Right.
Okay, so
yeah.
I retract that statement. But think of your car. And okay, it's blue. Now think of it and turn it red. Okay, most people can do that. That's visualization, mm-hmm. right?
Right,
okay, so
right.
Far from blue to red. Now turn it purple. Now turn it green. So most of us can do that. And so there's a protection. You can say, now put a and I'll do this even with medication. If somebody has to take even vitamins, put pink light of self-love, a pink light around your medication. People should do that, I think, every time they take
That's a really good tip. That's a great tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't like cilantro, which, by the way, there's a DNA test for that, because I did 23andMe. It said I didn't like the texture. Pink light that stuff. And so it'll still be good for you, but it's pink light it. And so then there's the other things, you know, like the if people like affirmations and mantras and I say spells in the book, if that's palatable to you, otherwise you can call those rituals, a ritual. And so, and if you like tarot cards or oracle cards, these can all use for protection. Sage is real popular now. We know where we source it from, you know, and we're very careful where we source that, all those things from. You can use essential oils. All of those things can be used, and the ones that I list in my book are all good for transmutation. So they're all, I did a lot of research into ones that particularly are for transmuting. They're known for like transmuting energy.
Yeah, I love that. That really helps me a lot, because she does. She breaks it down, and you also have the crystals broken down and what they do, which I'm like, oh, this is so great, because it's using it for resources, because I already have all that stuff. And, you know, sometimes I forget, oh, like, what's this used for? Like, I didn't know until I read your book about the black tourmaline and how good that is, that crystal is for absorbing negative energies. And you talk a lot about that. So I'll let you share a little bit about why that's such a great crystal to use for transmutation.
I love black tourmaline. So we used to have black tourmaline. It is the three steps of that I just spoke of you know, the unequipped empath, the empath in training. So the unequipped empath absorbs energy, and so does a black tourmaline. It will absorb energy for you. Put it at the front of your house, and it will absorb energy. And or you can wear it, and it and then it mainly negative energy you don't want, right?
Right.
Let's say
quote.
And then it will protect and deflect. So that's that bubble. If you don't want to do the bubble, then, you know, wear black tourmaline. And then shungite is great, and it'll do 5G stuff also and EMFs. But, and so will black tourmaline. And then when you are, you know, an equipped empath ready to transmute, you could still use, because it transmutes energy. So that's how this book sort of came about, because I was saying to everybody, you know, get these black tourmalines. And then I thought, well, hey, if a black tourmaline can do this, why can't we?
Right.
We're pretty
powerful.
And all these books, and they're great books. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the books on being empaths. I mean, but can't we take it a step beyond this and say, can't we do all this? Can't we do this? That's empowerment. And so we still... There are days when I get up, and believe me, I need all the help I can get. I don't anything, you know. I mean, like that. You know, when you were talking earlier, I was like, I feel the same way. Let me raise my hand. And I'm not saying trying to take away how you feel, but brain fog, and I celebrate some, you know, a couple of doctors, and here I've written this book. And how do you think that makes me feel? You know, I'm not transmuting. Well, I get out my tool. And black tourmaline is one of them. And it is just an excellent tool to help you. And if, you know, let's say if you're feeling really down, lepidolite is where they get lithium from. That is one of the number one sources of where derived lithium is from lepidolite that is in my book. And it's a beautiful purple, a light purple crystal that is beautiful to wear in bead form, bracelet form.
Yeah, I had to look it up because of your book. I was like, which one is this? Okay, I'm going to get one of those. Yeah. So what I really enjoyed about your book is it's a really great resource. You have it broken down really nicely. And you have over 50 meditations and exercises in the Magic of Connection. And you can go to different techniques for something quickly to shift your energy. And I'm such a reader. I love having those kind of books at my hand, my fingertips, you know, as a source, like, oh, what do I need? And you talk about sidekicks and working with ascended masters. And it's a really, really nice way, because I believe, like you believe, we're all connected, as above, so below. You know, what's going on in the inside is being reflected on the outside and vice versa. So I like the way that you laid it out for us, in a way that we can look at everything that we're tied to, you know, how we can transmute that energy, especially if we feel it's bringing us down. And I know you even talk about energy vampires in there too, which unfortunately we're running out of time. We don't have enough time to talk about, but you talk about that on one of your podcasts. So anybody who's listening, you can listen to her podcast right now, Soul What, about energy vampires, because I was listening to it earlier.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anything that you want to, you know, leave us with today? Check out her book, The Magic of Connection, and her podcast, Soul What. But is there anything you specifically want us to know right now, or that we should do?
No, I just thank you so much. I just want everybody to remember how magical they are. And no matter how you feel at any given time, that's okay. It's not. I don't believe anything is really has to be a linear journey. I believe that we are a cyclical journey. Nothing, you know, we may feel one day up and another day feel down, and that's okay. That is okay. Mm. We have to feel like on this up.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for being here today. It was really great having you. I have to have you come back. Okay, guys, thank you for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And thank you for listening and wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.